Open your Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Buksan niyo po ang inyong mga Bibles sa Ephesians chapter 1. At tayo po ay nasa ikalawang section na po ng doctrinal content ng book of Ephesians. Naalala natin na meron pong limang section ang chapter 1, 2, and 3. Last time we discussed yung section po ng ating mga pagpapala at position kay Jesus Christ. That is chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. At dito po, sa section po na ating pinag-aaralan, in Ephesians 1, yung verse 15 to 23, ito po yung ikalawang section na nagpapakita ng isa sa dalawang panalangin po ni Paul in the book of Ephesians. At dito po, pag-aaralan po natin kung paano si Pablo nag-pray para sa mga taga-Ephesus. Titingnan natin ano ang kanyang panalangin, and in some way, ang goal po natin mga Kristiyano is tingnan natin paano natin mai-apply yung pamamaraan ni Pablo sa kanyang pananalangin sa ating pananalangin sa pang-araw-araw. That's our goal. We have to, because we see it na kung paano ang pananalangin ni Pablo ay ibinigay sa atin ng Panginoon upang tanggapin at mai-apply in our prayer life. Now, in Ephesians 1, verse 17 and 18, Ephesians 1, 17 and 18, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat, we pray na tulungan niyo kami na maunawaan ang iyong salita. We pray, Ama, na ang bawat isa Panginoon ay magkaroon ng karunungan at kaalaman sa kalooban po ninyo. And we pray na kayo ang mangusap po sa amin sa pamamagitan po ng Banal na Espiritu. At I pray na kung sa aming kalagitnaan, Ama, ay meron pong hindi ligtas, I pray na kayong kumilos upang sila, Ama, ay dumating sa saving knowledge ng aming Panginoong Kristo. Tulungan niyo kami, Ama, sa ngalan ng aming Panginoong Kristo. Amen. Now, nakita po natin last week in verse 15, ito po yung motivation ni Pablo in praying for the Ephesians. After he heard the faith and love of the believers, it prompts him to pray for the Ephesians. And we see in verse 16 how Paul is praying for the Ephesians without ceasing, and how intense yung kanyang panalangin. Now, dito po sa 17 hanggang verse number 23, ito po yung naglalaman the core of his prayer, what he is praying about. Now, dito po sa section na ito, meron pong two specific things na ipinalangin po si Apostle Paul. There are two specific things that Paul pray about or ask from God for the Ephesians. Una, yung pong spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. Now, as I mentioned last week, the King James translator did a good job of making it not capitalized, not to confuse yung Ephesians 1:13. Dahil ang focus po ni Pablo sa kanyang panalangin, it's not the third person of God, not the Holy Spirit, which Paul was asking to give to the Ephesians believers, because we know that they already have the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 1:13. But what Paul was praying is the wisdom and the revelation that the Holy Spirit can give. Or at yun ang focus dito ni Pablo. Hindi siya nananalangin that God would give them the Holy Spirit, but the wisdom and revelation. Now, dito po, ito pong dalawang ito, ito po ay nagpapatungkol sa verse 17, verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. They are referring to the same thing, being enlightened. Now, being enlightened, we're going to discuss it later on, pero ito yung two specific things that Paul was praying for, and it would refer to this same thing. na ang end goal ni Pablo ay malaman ng mga Ephesians believer ang tatlong bagay. What are those three things? Yung una, yung hope of his calling. The second one is the riches of the glory of God's inheritance. And the last one is the exceeding greatness of God's power. So, mapapansin natin dito na ito yung end goal na gustong makuha ni Pablo para sa mga taga-Ephesians. But in order for them to know these three, Paul was praying for these two specific things. Now, titingnan po natin yan in this passage. Now, in verse 17, Ephesians 1:17, Paul's prayer is this, that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Paul prayed to God the Father. This is the biblical way of praying. Hindi po tayo nananalangin kay Jesus Christ. Hindi po tayo nananalangin sa Holy Spirit. When Jesus Christ taught the disciples how to pray, it is to pray to God the Father. And that's how Paul prayed here. Paul prayed to God the Father. And he is addressed as the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father is addressed as the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul also addressed God as the Father of glory. The Father of glory. Paul didn't address God as the Lord in his prayer because the servant doesn't have privilege to make any petition for his Lord. Mm-hmm. Na kung, we know na tayo po ay servant of the Lord. We know that from the scriptures. Pero dito po, hinighlight ni Paul na yes, God is our Lord, but in prayers, we need to see God not as our Lord, because kung tayo ay servant, we cannot make any petition because we don't have rights as a servant. But here, in prayer, we need to see God as our Father, and we are His children. Remember, Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 11, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Now, sabi ni Jesus Christ, sino sa inyo merong tatay? Pag ba humingi kayo ng tinapay, bibigyan ba kayo ng inyong mga tatay ng bato? Pag humingi ba kayo ng itlog or ng egg, bibigyan ba kayo ng scorpion? Pag humingi ba kayo ng isda sa inyong mga earthly tatay or father, bibigyan ba kayo ng serpent? No, hindi ganun ang inyong mga tatay, ang ating mga tatay. And Jesus Christ said, if ye then, being evil, the earthly fathers, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?
Right.
Kung paano ang tayong mga tatay ng mundong ito kayang magbigay ng mabubuting bagay, how much more ang ating Amang nasa langit? And when you pray, you need to see God as the Father
right.
of glory. Now, I know na lahat po sa atin ay merong tatay, physical. Naalala niyo ba nung huli kayong humingi ng isang bagay sa inyong tatay, sa inyong father? And how the Father wants to give what you're asking for. It is the same thing with our Heavenly Father. When we pray, God wants to give us what we are asking for. If it is according to His will. And that's how Paul addressed God. He addressed God as the Father of glory, not only the Father of glory, the Father, but He is the Father of glory, meaning He is the Father whose characteristic is majesty and glory. And He is our Heavenly Father, meaning, ang ibig sabihin dito, if we're all going to ask something sa Panginoon, there's nothing na hindi niya kayang ibigay.
Right.
Because He is the Father of glory. Of majesty. Now, meron bang bagay na hindi niya kaya ibigay sa atin? Wala. Now, dito po, katulad ng nabanggit natin, Paul, Apostle Paul, prayed that God may give the Ephesians the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. He is talking to God the Father that God the Father may give the Ephesians believers these two things. Now, ano yung dalawang bagay na to? The spirit of wisdom. What is the spirit of wisdom? Now, tandaan niyo po, there are many wisdom that are mentioned in the Bible. There's what you call wisdom of the wise, 1 Corinthians 1:19, the wisdom of the wise. There's what you call wisdom of this world, 1 Corinthians 1:20. There's what you call wisdom of man, 1 Corinthians 2:4 and 5. And there's what you call fleshly wisdom, 2 Corinthians 1:12. And there's what you call earthly, sensual, and devilish wisdom, James chapter 3, verse 15. Yung ba ang tinutukoy ni Pablo na wisdom? No, hindi po. Ang mundo po natin ginagalawan, the world that we are, the system of the world, na ating pong ginagalawan, they have the kind of wisdom. They have wisdom. Pero hindi po yun ang hinihingi ni Pablong wisdom. Paul was very specific of what kind of wisdom that he is asking for. And that the spirit of wisdom. The wisdom that the Holy Spirit can give to a believer. Now dito po, Paul was referring to the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives. Go over in James 3. James 3. Hindi po humihingi si Pablo ng wisdom of man. Hindi po siya humihingi ng fleshly wisdom. Hindi po siya humihingi ng wisdom of the wise, the wisdom of the world. He is specifically asking from God the Father that He may give the Ephesians the spirit of wisdom. Anong tinutukoy po dito? James 3:17. May request na basahin natin po ng sabay-sabay. James 3:17. Ready? Read.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
And that's the kind of wisdom that Paul was asking. That's the wisdom from above. That's the wisdom na kayang ibigay ng Banal na Espiritu sa isang tao. Hindi tinutukoy dito ni Pablo yung wisdom ng mundo. Now, for example, ang mundo po natin ginagalawan, they have their own wisdom. For example, United Nations defines food, clothing, and shelter as basic commodities for people to survive. They did their own study and they figured out there are three commodities that a person needs in order for him or her to survive. Food, clothing, and shelter. That's the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of man, the fleshly wisdom. But Jesus Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone.
That's right.
But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Yep.
That's the spirit of wisdom.
That's right.
The United Nations, using by their own rich study, probably mga scientists ang gumawa nun. And they figured out na tatlong bagay ang kailangan ng tao, pero hindi nila kinonsider na mahalaga ang Word of God. But the Bible, the spirit of wisdom is saying, no, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. I want you to notice that, but by every word, a contradiction, na ang tao po ay nabubuhay hindi lamang sa tinapay, kundi sa bawat salita na nagmumula sa bibig ng Diyos. That's the spirit of wisdom. Now, we're going to discuss that further, pero I want you to see the contradiction. The world has their own wisdom, and there's what we call the spirit, the wisdom from above, the spirit of wisdom. Another example, according to a 2021 Harvard study, spanking children can affect a child's brain in ways similar to severe maltreatment. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that spanking is effective at teaching children responsibility and self-control and can increase aggression in young children. That's their wisdom. Probably, nagkaroon sila ng experiment, group of people, paluin natin itong mga batang ito. And another set of group of people, clinical study, and they figured out na Spanking is not a good way to discipline the children. But Proverbs 23:13-14 says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shall deliver his soul from hell.
Right.
I don't understand this fully, but what I can see here, salvation is yung spanking, that is the discipline that a child would get, affects if he's going to get saved or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fully understand that, but I have to accept what the Bible says. Now, gusto kong pansinin niyo yung contradiction na ang mundo natin ginagalawan, they have their own wisdom.
Yeah.
And the Bible and the Spirit has their own wisdom. Ang question, Kristiyano, which one are you going to receive?
Mm.
That's the question. Are you going to receive what United Nations is saying? And many Christian, many professing Christian are following that wisdom.
Yep.
That's why they're not in the church, in your church right now.
Mm.
Because they believe na kailangan namin ng food.
Mm.
We need shelter. We need clothing. If I'm going to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, we're not going to have the basic commodities in life.
Mm.
But the Spirit of wisdom is saying, no, man shall not live by bread alone,
that's
but
right,
by every word. Every word. Meaning, ang ibig sabihin ng banal na Espiritu, the wisdom from the Holy Spirit, you cannot live without the Word of God in your life. Whenever I see a family that are not saved, that Jesus Christ is not in their family, they're living, they're wealthy, pero I don't see life in their lives. Because the Word of God is not in their life. And it's the same thing sa atin. Kahit anumang yaman, kahit anong ganda ng pamilya mo, ng buhay mo, pero kung wala ang salita ng Diyos sa iyong buhay, para kang hindi buhay. Dahil ang buhay nagmumula lamang sa ating Panginoong Kristo. And that's the wisdom. Now, ang question, believers, I want you to challenge here, which wisdom are you going to receive? Because tandaan niyo po, ang wisdom ng earthly wisdom, the fleshly wisdom, is totally different from the wisdom that are from above.
Right.
And we Christians, we have the responsibility, are we going to receive this wisdom from this book? And are we going to reject the wisdom of the Word? Now, ang Filipino culture, we Filipino have a wisdom of taking care of our children. And pag sila ay nakapag, halimbawa, Jacobet, this is the wisdom of the most Southeast Asian countries. I have to make Jacobet to study so that she could have a good profession, so that during my retirement age, Jacobet will provide my need. And that's very the culture of the Filipino families. Meaning, ako bilang tatay, mag-i-invest ako sa aking anak, pag sila ay nakapagtrabaho na, sitting pretty na ako, pagtanda. Is that the biblical pattern? No. As long as I'm alive, I'm responsible for our needs, ni Sister Amel. That's what I see in the scripture. Pero of course, pag na-widow, according sa 1 Timothy, pag widow, responsibility ng nephew and anak. Yung widow. And that's something na, ang point natin dito is, in everything that we do in lives, we need to measure, is it the earthly wisdom that I am following in my school and at my workplace? Is it the earthly wisdom or the spirit of wisdom? Because I am telling you, the word na ginagalawan natin ngayon, the people around us, our boss, our classmate, our teachers, if they are not saved, they don't have clue about this. And we Christians should be aware and careful not to follow the wisdom of the world. Now, pero dito, Apostle Paul was specifically praying, God, I'm praying that you give the Ephesians this kind of wisdom. The kind of wisdom. And the second one, now by the way, this is Sophia in Greek, the Pneuma Sophia. I think Sophia is here. It's a good name. Pneuma Sophia. Wisdom. So we can call Sophia Wisdom. Now, another thing here is the spirit of revelation. Pneuma Apocalypsis. Apocalypsos, which means disclosure of truth. Disclosure or manifestation of truth, meaning may isang katotohanan, and when it was revealed, when it is disclosed, it is revelation. Now, dito po, ang spirit of wisdom and the revelation are two things that are associated with each other. Na ano pong ibig sabihin nito? Yung spirit of wisdom revelation comes from the Holy Spirit through the Bible. And it refers to the revelation in the knowledge of Him. Mapapansin nyo, go over in Ephesians, I want you to notice that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Revelation in the knowledge of Him or in the knowledge of the Triune God. Na ano pong tinutukoy dito ni Pablo? Yung knowledge, it refers, yung spirit of revelation, it refers to the revelation in the knowledge of Him. Now, when you say knowledge in the Bible, it means the precise and correct knowledge of the Triune God. Because right now, ang mundo po natin, they don't have the knowledge of God. Meaning, they don't have a correct and precise knowledge of God. Ang mundo natin ginagalawa, akala nila, ang knowledge nila sa Diyos, tuwing December, ipinapanganak ang Diyos, tuwing April, namamatay ang Diyos. Another year, papanganak na uli ang Diyos, at mamamatay na uli ang Diyos. That's their knowledge. Pero yung tinutukoy po dito, knowledge of God, in Greek, it means strong na meron kang precise and accurate knowledge of God and His will sa iyong buhay. At yung revelation na tinutukoy dito ni Pablo is the disclosure of the knowledge, the precise and accurate knowledge of God. And it's something na hindi mo kayang makuha easily. Solomon compares finding the knowledge of God to a person who diligently seeks silver and hidden treasure. Go over in Proverbs 2. Now, question. What is the probability? I think William is in probability in his math. What's the probability that if you walk across the street, you will find 1,000 pesos? Is that easy to find money across the street? Probably less than 0.1%. And that's the probability. But in Proverbs 2, verse, it's not easy to find wealth. But in Proverbs 2, verse 3, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searcheth for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Amen.
The knowledge of God is something that not easy to find. Because Solomon compares na, if you're going to diligently seek for silver, diligently seek for hidden treasure, if you do that the same way you seek knowledge of God, you will find the knowledge of God. So, now, anong makikita natin dito? Ang knowledge of, ang revelation in the knowledge of God, it is something na ang banal na Espiritu po ang nagre-reveal. Ang banal na Espiritu po ang nagpapaunawa. It's the Holy Spirit that gives revelation in the knowledge of God and the knowledge of His will. And dito po, tandaan nyo, yung knowledge, hindi lang siya kaalaman. Kasi ang mundo natin, as I mentioned a while ago, they have the knowledge of God, but their knowledge is not precise and not correct. Pero tinutukoy dito, knowledge of God is the right knowing, right knowledge or acknowledgement of God. And dito, why did I say na itong dalawang bagay na ito po, they are associated with each other? Because wisdom is attained when biblical knowledge is implemented. Ang wisdom po ay makukuha mo lamang after you understand or know the precise and correct knowledge from the scripture, but wisdom can only be attained when you implement it. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, the knowledge of about prayer. Now, prayer is something na communication of a believer to God the Father through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and with the help of the Holy Spirit. That's the knowledge about prayer. Mm-hmm. But if you Christian don't pray, even you know about something about prayer, you don't have wisdom.
Right.
Because you don't implement it.
Right.
Ang spirit of wisdom, kailangan ng knowledge of God or knowledge of His will through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, through the Scripture. The Holy Spirit uses the Scripture to reveal the truth of God for us, so that when we implement the knowledge that we see from the Scripture, you get wisdom.
Amen.
You get wisdom. At dito, dito makikita natin, this is why the church is important. This is why the church is important. Now, right now, the Spirit of Revelation, the Holy Spirit right now, doesn't come to you to reveal about the will of God in your dream, in our time. Hindi po ang banal na Espiritu na pagising mo sa umaga, siguro ang kalooban ng Panginoon sa akin ay ito ang gagawin ko ngayong araw. Siguro dahil feeling ko ganito, komportable ako, parang feeling ko na tayaan yung numero na to sa loto. Feeling ko ganun. Is that the way the Holy Spirit revealed in our dispensation? No. He is using this scripture right now, the complete revelation of our time, the Holy Bible, in order to do His revelation. To do His revelation. And that's why the church is important.
Right.
Because in the local church, it's the agency that God is using so that the scripture and the revelation ay pwedeng matanggap ng mga tao.
Right.
Through the preaching of the word. And also, that's why serious biblical education is important. Church is important, pero serious biblical education is important.
Right.
Because a lot of churches today, they don't have serious Bible education. The way they handle the scripture is, what can motivate our people right now? Maybe in First King. Or maybe in Ruth. How about next week? Maybe in Ezekiel? No, that's not a serious education.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit is working right now to reveal to us His will, God's will to us, and He's using this scripture, the churches. But my point here is the seriousness of Bible education. It's very rare in our time.
Right.
And lastly, if we understand that the Holy Spirit is using the scripture to reveal the knowledge of God to us, question believer, how is your personal Bible study? Yes, we understand church is important. I am faithful, Brother RJ. We understand that serious Bible education is important. Yes, Brother RJ, I have a serious Bible education in our church. But my question is, how is your personal Bible study?
Right.
I'm talking about you, Christian. Is there a time in your life, in your Christian life, that you sit down in your Bible and you diligently seek, Lord, I'm a wife, I'm a mother of two or mother of three, I'm an employee, I'm a student, what is your will for me? Is there a time na dumating ka sa punto na, Panginoon, I want to know what you want me to do? Wherein you spend time after time in the scripture to diligently seek that knowledge. Now, yes, we know na meron pong mga teachers in the church, but go over in Titus 2, there are delegated person na ibinigay ang Diyos sa church na magturo. We understand that. Pero in for example, in Titus 2, verse 3 to 5, may request na basahin natin. Titus 2, 3 to 5, ready? Read. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers,
not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Now, ang context po nito ay sa church, in a local church. And here, we see na even na merong teacher in the church na binigay ang Diyos, meron pa ng responsibility, in this case, the aged women, na ituruan ang young women how to be sober. That's a pretty tough job. Using the scripture, teaching the young women, this is how to be sober, a right mind, how to be discreet, how to be chaste, keepers at home. The society right now, they don't follow, they don't thinking na kapag ka ikaw ay keeper at home, you're a poor lady. You have a degree, you finish well in education, and now you're just a keeper at home. No, that's the society thinks about, but that's the biblical way. Mm-hmm. Keep her at home. To obedient to their own husband. Now, what ang point ko po dito is, if, yes, the church is important. Listening to the preacher is important. Pero ang question ko sa iyo, Kristiyano, how is your personal Bible study? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have a personal Bible study, by the way? Mm. Meaning, do you have a time, you and the scripture, just like a treasure hunter, that you are going to the pages of this book, searching for the knowledge of God. Lord, what's your will for me? What's your will for me? I am a husband. What's your will for me? How can I take care of my children? How can I take care of my wife? How can I deal with my co-workers? How can I know that, Lord? Very serious.
Right.
Because, ang point natin po dito, ito pong spirit of revelation doesn't come if we are lazy. If you don't go to church, if you don't read the Bible, if you don't have a Bible study, the spirit cannot give it to you.
Yeah.
The revelation. The spirit of revelation is not something na pagising mo, ay, ito yung gusto ng Panginoon na gawin ko. No. It's not. You're getting the seed. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But here, the spirit of revelation, ito po, the Holy Spirit gives wisdom and revelation when believers yield to Him. When we submit to Him and we give an importance about His words, ating buhay. Now, yes, we understand that only God can give this to, pero it relies on how we submit sa Panginoon. What I'm telling is, if I'm praying for this too for you, and if you don't give attention sa Word of God, it will not come to you. Yes, for example, Jose Pablo, nananalangin ako, Lord, could you give the believers these two things? Pero ikaw, bilang Kristiyano, you neglect the church, you neglect your Bible study, personal Bible study, and you don't pay attention to serious Bible education, this would not come to you. Basically, this would not come to you. That's why napakalaga ang salita ng Diyos. Now, ang spirit of wisdom, when you receive the revelation from the Word of God, and when you implement it, spirit of wisdom comes. Halimbawa, we understand, halimbawa, sa Book of Hebrews, yung mga bagay na patungkol kay Jesus Christ, yung mga bagay na patungkol sa pananampalataya, we understand that in the Book of Hebrews. But if you don't implement it, and you don't apply it in your life, this part never comes sa iyong buhay. So makikita niyo paano sila associated with each other. And now ito pong bagay na to, verse Ephesians 1, going back to Ephesians 1, verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, yung having the spirit of wisdom and revelation is the same thing as having the eyes of our understanding enlightened. Itong dalawang bagay na to, which is associated with each other, itong bagay na ito, they are referring to the same thing. It's oppositional expression. Na ito po yung nagpapatungkol dito, na kung meron kang spirit of wisdom at meron kang, when you receive the revelation from the Word of God, and when you apply it, it is being enlightened. That your eyes being enlightened. Na kung halimbawa, wala ka nito, hindi mo natanggap to, because hindi ka nag-church, hindi ka nagbibigay attention sa Word of God. And kapag meron ka napakinggang truth and you don't apply it, you cannot have this. You cannot have an enlightenment of your eyes, of your understanding. So they are referring to the same thing. Na kung meron ka naman, kung halimbawa nakita mo sa Bible, oh, this is the will of God. This is the revelation of the Holy Spirit. I would apply it in my life. That's the spirit of wisdom. Ang ibig sabihin nun, your eyes being enlightened. Now, ang mundo po natin ginagalaw, the unsaved person doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are blind, according sa Scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:14 and 2 Corinthians 4:4. And when you get saved, that's the time that your eyes are open. To get saved means to open your eyes, according sa Acts 26, verse 18. And after salvation, our eyes of understanding should be continually enlightened. Right now, I am saved, my eyes is open. Pero there is time in my life na blur yung aking paningin. I can see yung shade, pero I cannot see specifically. Ang tinutukoy dito ni Paul, there's a time in our Christian life that our eyes are blurred. Yeah, we can see, but it's not clear. But if you have spirit of wisdom and spirit of revelation, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
Right.
Illuminate. To light up. Now, in order for you to know the hope of His calling, the riches of the glory of His inheritance, the exceeding greatness of His power, you need your eyes of understanding being enlightened. Ibig sabihin, you cannot have these three. This is my goal. This is the goal of Apostle Paul, because in the first section, he dealt with these three things. He doctrinally and strongly teach these three things in the first section of his letter. And his goal is the believers to know these three, but he knows the believers should be enlightened. At sa ating din po mga Kristiyano, the same thing sa ating mga Kristiyano. If you don't pay attention sa revelation in a serious Bible education, if you don't have personal Bible education, and if you don't implement the knowledge of God in your life, you will not be enlightened. And you cannot know this thing. Definitely, you cannot know this thing. Paul knows what he's talking about. He knows that these preconditions are important so that we can know these three things. Just to know the hope of His calling, you tao ng mundo nito, we are despised of this world. But if you would know the hope of His calling, what a difference it could make to you.
Right.
To know the riches of the glory, the riches of the glory of His inheritance. Just to know it. And the exceeding greatness of His power. Ang question, do we know it by default after we get saved?
No.
No, we don't know that. We don't know this thing. Even I'm diligently seeking this and knowing this dream. There's no end of knowing this dream. There's no end of knowing this dream. But our question natin, believers, how do you pay attention in your church life? And how do you apply the truth? We're studying the book of Deuteronomy. We're studying the book of Job. Studying the book of Acts, you're studying the book of Ephesians. Those are the revelations and the knowledge of it. But if you don't apply it, you can have this, but not this. Bible knowledge, when it's implemented, that's wisdom. And that is would result that your eyes be enlightened. Because unsaved people cannot see these things because they are blind. And a carnal person cannot see these things because they are carnal. But you, believer, can see these things if your eyes are enlightened. Now, my question, believers, the challenge right now is wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Ito pong tatlong ito ang hinighlight ni Paul sa kanyang prayer. This is understanding, this is wisdom, and this is knowledge. Knowledge is the precise and correct knowledge of God and His will. Question, do you have the precise and accurate knowledge of His will in your life? I mean, ang question ko, Kristiyano, for example, as a young people, do you have a precise knowledge of what God wants for you to do? Bilang estudyante, bilang employee, bilang church member, bilang family member, do you have that? Ang understanding is something na you fully comprehend it. And when you implement it, that is true now. And these are the foundation of this goal. Now, question ko, tulad na nabanggit ko sa mga kaibigan namin, probably, it's very unclear sa iyo, probably, kaibigan, ang mata mo ngayon ay blind pa. Because only a saved person can fully comprehend this. Now, tinutukoy po mo, Brother RJ, ibig sabihin, ang isang tao po na hindi ligtas, na walang personal relation sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo, wala po siyang banal na espiritu sa kanyang buhay, na kayang magbigay ng mga bagay nito. Kaya kung kaibigan, na-attend ka ng church, parang, God, hindi ko maunawaan. I don't fully understand it. You need to start from salvation. Kailangan mong talikuran, pagsisihan ang iyong mga kasalanan, at sampalatayaan ng ating Panginoon sa Kristo. Ephesians 1:13, ang banal na espiritu na kayang magbigay nito, ay mananahan sa iyo. At doon magsisimula ang paglago mo bilang Kristiyano. You need to get saved. At sa ating mga Kristiyano, ang challenge po natin, this is how Paul prayed. This is Paul prayed. He is not a super Christian. He is a Christian like you and me. We are more privileged than him. Paul, in this set scenario, he is suffering in the Roman imprisonment. We don't get in prison. But ang challenge ko po mga Kristiyano, this is how Paul prayed. Paul's prayer is theologically rich. He knows what he's praying for. For example, kung estudyante, ang prayer ko, Panginoon, I pray na makapasa nawa ako sa exam namin tomorrow. I'm praying, Lord, sana makapasa ako sa exam tomorrow. That's not wrong. Or is it better to pray like this, Lord, would you give me a proper time management so that I can study, so that I can pass next time?
Amen.
Panginoon, meron akong karamdaman right now, mataas yung aking sugar, mataas yung aking cholesterol, sana pahubain mo to. That's not a wrong prayer. That's not a wrong prayer. I'm not saying that it's wrong. Pero it's better, Lord, would you give me wisdom on how I should eat? How should I take care of my physical body so that I would have a good health? That's the structure of Paul's prayer. It is theologically rich. How he knows na kailangan ito so that makuha ito? He could just pray. And in some case, he prayed for this, pero itong Ephesians 1 laid out the structure of Paul's prayer. Ang challenge ko, Christian, is this how you pray? Is this how you pray? In your prayer life, in your prayer requests, it is based on the will of God. Halimbawa ako, tatay, at merong pangangailangan, kung according sa Bible, ako responsible to provide the needs of my family. Halimbawa ako, hindi magtatrabaho, pero magpe-pray ako ng provision. Do you think it works? No. It's the same thing kung paano ang prayer ni Apostle Paul. We need to be encouraged by this kind of prayer. I am encouraged by this kind of prayer. I want to pattern my prayer according sa pattern ng panalangin ni Pablo. Because sabi ng J ng 1 John, if we pray according to His will, He heareth us. I want to pray na alam kong pinapakinggan ako ng ating Panginoon. I want to have that kind of prayer. Na yung prayer ko hindi siya hit and miss. Hit and miss. That's the challenge for you and me. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos, salamat po sa inyong pong salita. We praise you and thank you, Panginoon, sa kabutihan po ninyo na sa pamagitan, Ama, ng aming Panginoong Jesucristo, pwede kami makapanalangin po sa inyo. I pray and natulungin nyo kami as we see ang katotohanan ng inyong pong salita. We pray natulungin nyo po ang bawat isa na tanggapin ang inyong salita at may-apply to sa aming mga buhay so that we can have wisdom. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.